Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Thursday, September 24th. State lawmakers tapped into federal COVID-19 relief money and the state's Rainy Day Savings Fund to adopt a budget plan yesterday and send the bills to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The process was swift and secretive. There were no hearings, and most lawmakers were briefed on the details just a few hours before the budget votes. But the bills cleared the House and the Senate with large bipartisan majorities. That was the result of a deal struck between the legislature's Republican leaders and Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. State Representative Aaron Miller is a Republican who serves on the House Appropriations Committee.
This has been a crazy year. None of us expected it. None of us asked for it.
The budget bills would avert large cuts to schools, universities, and most other programs as they addressed the challenges of operating during the COVID-19 crisis. I'm Rick Pluta.
Michigan officials are urging residents to vote early for the November election. Early voting starts today. You can now visit a clerk's office, request an absentee ballot, and vote. For the August primary, more than 6,000 absentee ballots were disqualified because they arrived too late to be counted. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist says he supports a recent Court of Claims decision allowing absentee ballots to be counted as long as they are postmarked by Election Day.
I welcome the decision from the Court of Claims. I think it's important that people have confidence that their votes will be counted. If they're postmarked, then it's a step in the right direction. And it's really sad to see Republicans trying to intervene in a case that's going to make more people's votes get counted. That just, I think, shows you what their how they feel about voters in Michigan.
Michigan Republicans filed a motion on Tuesday to challenge the Court of Claims decision. They say it threatens the integrity of Michigan's election. Michigan is on the road to carbon neutrality by 2050 per an executive order signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer this week. We have more from Sarah Swick.
Whitmer says Michigan is already seeing the harsh impacts of climate change. She pointed to what happened in mid-Michigan this spring.
We saw historic flooding in the midst of this pandemic, the likes of which we hadn't seen in 500 years.
Whitmer's order outlines the process for getting the state to carbon neutrality by 2050. The Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy is ordered to come up with a My Healthy Climate Plan. And to prevent what Whitmer calls irreparable harm, the state is further committing to cutting greenhouse gas emissions 28% below 1990 levels by 2025. I'm Sarah Swick.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Tuesday sent a letter to the U.S. Air Force asking them to follow the state's newly enacted PFAS standards at the Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda. Ben Thorpe reports.
PFAS, or perfluoroalkyl substances, are a family of chemicals linked to health problems, including cancer. In Oscoda, PFAS contamination is linked to the former airbase, where they were used in various firefighting foams. Kathy Woosterbarth is with Need Our Water, a group that is advocating for the Air Force to take responsibility for the contamination. She supports Whitmer's letter.
The state of Michigan has been saying that they want to take the lead in the fight against PFAS contamination, and so I believe that this is a step in that direction.
In her letter, the governor wrote, "It is long past time for the Air Force to commit to an aggressive cleanup plan." The Air Force did not respond to our request for comment. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
About 250 people marched in the streets of Detroit last night protesting police brutality and racial injustice. Earlier in the day yesterday, no charges were brought against three Louisville police officers in the death of Breonna Taylor. Jay Bass is one of the leaders with the protest group Detroit Will Breathe. He said departmental changes like a ban on chokeholds is proof that the demonstrations have been effective.
The power that we have to resist, the power that we have to rebel, the power that we have to demand accountability, to demand transparency, the only reason anything has happened is because of that. So don't get it twisted. We got power in these streets.
Despite the protests starting and ending at Detroit Public Safety Headquarters, there were no interactions between demonstrators and police officers during the peaceful protest. In our forecast for mid-Michigan, it'll be mostly sunny today, high 78. Farther north for the rest of the region, cloudy today, scattered showers and storms are possible, mainly before 1 o'clock. Highs for the northern lower in the low 70s. The UP will be near 63, 17 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your Thursday morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.